Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, as part of his report on cervical check last September, Dr. Gabriel Scally noted that another screening programme, Breast Check, had yet to formally introduce the HSE's 2013 Open Disclosure Policy. Open Disclosure is a commitment to an open and consistent approach to communicating with service users when things go wrong. Today, the HSE said that reviews of cancers were conducted in the Breast Check programme that were not part of a standardised audit process. It's also emerged that since last November, an expert group has been examining these issues and an interim report is expected in the coming weeks. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers broke this story. He's been telling me more about Breast Check.
Breast Check, the screening programme, it was set up in 2000, and all women between the ages of 50 and 67, they're invited to take a mammogram every 2 years. So up to February this year, Breast Check has provided more than 1.9 million mammograms to more than 570,000 women, and it has detected more than 12,000 cancers. So it's a very successful and it's a very important screening programme.
And then what about interval cancers? I suppose, what is an interval cancer and what is the rate of interval cancer?
Yes, interval cancers, well, there's three types. These are cancers that are detected between routine screening, right? So there are three types. There's newly detected cancers that have developed since the last screening appointment, and they're quite common. Cancers that were visible at the last screening, but patient wasn't recalled for further tests because the signs of cancer were very subtle and thought to be normal, and these are less common. Then you have cancers that were visible at the last screening. The patient wasn't recalled for further tests because the signs may have been missed. They are reportedly very rare in the literature.
And when there is an interval cancer, does Breast Check always conduct an audit or a look back?
Well, Health Service has said that reviews of cancers were conducted in the Breast Check programme that were not part of a standardised audit process. An expert group is examining the issues related to this matter, and an interim report is expected soon. So those reviews deal with interval cancers. They were conducted in different locations as part of education and accreditation for clinical staff. They weren't formal audits. It's not to do, for example, with the clinical auditing that happened in the cervical check issue. It's a separate issue, the HSE says. And the HSE says interval cancer training and education was a mandatory requirement to obtain the accreditation process. So that is its position.
And why are they conducting a review now?
Well, in a statement to RT News, the HSE said that an expert group in Breast Check is considering historical processes. And that review began in December 2018, and an interim report, I think we're expecting it in a few weeks' time. The expert group is going to be examining the basis on which that information for reviews of interval cancers was gathered, and then, I suppose, crucially, if it should be disclosed to patients, and if yes, how that would happen, the process under which that would happen. This has been dealt with in Britain. It's complex, and it can take many years to do it, to set up a process to inform women, because the issue really is about open disclosure, really. It's an issue that was noted by Dr. Gabriel Scally in his major report, which was on cervical check, but he did look in a small way at other screening programs, and he did note that the Breast Check Charter didn't make any reference to open disclosure. So, for example, if you were doing these unstructured reviews and something comes out of that review, should you notify the women of what you found? So I suppose that's the principal issue here.
And do we know, Fergal, if right now when these unstructured lookbacks or reviews are carried out as part of that sort of educational and training process, do we know if routinely women are informed if something is uncovered or even if something is not uncovered?
Well, certainly in relation to the HSE, that matter, the HSE said that if a review was requested by a woman, then it was part of a structured approach and the woman and clinician would have been informed of the results. The unstructured reviews of mammograms, which are part of an accreditation process, that's what this expert group is examining.
And in those cases, would the women know that those unstructured reviews were happening?
I think we're going to have to await the findings of the expert report. We just do not have numbers at this stage on how many of those unstructured reviews were being conducted. They were being conducted at different parts of the country, but the exact data about how many and the fine detail, I'm afraid, we're just not going to have that until we get sight of this report, hopefully in several weeks' time.
Fergal Bowers there, bringing us up to date on that story. And listening to Fergal Monaghan GP, Dr. Ilona Duffy, what's your reaction, Ilona, to the story that Fergal just laid out there?
Well, I suppose, Mary, I hope this isn't going to create any uncertainty for women and lack of confidence in the whole breast cancer screening programme that we have, which is wonderful and, as Fergal has already said, has picked up over 12,000 cancers since it started. And I think, number one, women shouldn't be afraid that an abnormal diagnosis has been missed. What we are seeing here is that already if a woman develops a cancer in between the times of their smears, so as he rightly said, women are entitled to free smears every 2 years from the age of 50 right up to the age of 70. And if in between that they develop a cancer, there is already a structure in breast check for their previous mammograms to be reviewed to see if anything can be learned from that. Number one, as he said, if something was missed or if an early change that was deemed to be non-cancerous could potentially have been looked at again and deemed perhaps to have been showing some kind of a risk. So that's already happening. So women shouldn't be concerned that this is being missed. What's happening and what appears to be happening is that in the individual units, there was also a look back by the teams for them to learn. And I mean, that's to be welcomed. We want everyone to learn. We want to get better at what we do. But I think the big thing is that perhaps that wasn't communicated to the women whose mammograms were being reviewed. And now with everything that's gone on with cervical check, we want everything to be as open and transparent for all women so that they know that not only did breast check review it, but also the individual hospital and the doctors there also reviewed it.
Ilona, tell me a little bit more about interval cancers. Fergal laid out three different categories really there.
Okay, well, I suppose, first of all, breast cancer is common in Ireland and is the second most common cancer in women. And we women in Ireland have a 1 in 9 lifetime risk of cancer. There are diagnoses of 3,100 approximately per year in Ireland. And the majority of those, 49%, are in the age group between 45 and 65, which matches greatly with the screening process that we offer through breast check. So what is an interval cancer? It is a cancer that is kind of developed between the mammograms. So we're hoping when we do a mammogram that we will pick up signs of a cancer. And the benefit of a mammogram is that it usually picks up cancer well before you'll ever feel a lump. So that's the fantastic thing about it. However, I suppose the advice always to women is that you should always be breast aware, even in between times, because although you may have had a normal mammogram, things can change. And that can be, as Fergal rightly alluded to, number one, it can be that perhaps you've developed a brand new cancer in between the smear, in between the mammograms, or perhaps that something was missed. And that's the big thing is we want to ensure that we're not missing anything, and that's where the learning in this is. But the big message always is that women should be kind of keeping an eye on their breast, be breast aware, look out for new things like persistent pain in one breast, change in the skin, change in the nipple, and despite having had a normal mammogram, go and see their GP if they are concerned.
And that is always the advice at Breast Check and in the literature that's provided
Absolutely.
As well and that's sent out with the letters afterwards. But Fergal said there that if a woman is diagnosed with an interval cancer and she or her GP requests a look back, they would then be informed of the outcome of that look back. And I suppose the question around this review seems to be what protocol there was or is around informing women when it wasn't requested, but where, as you say, for training purposes within the different units, they look back.
Well, absolutely. I think what we'd like to know is that if there was a review of a mammogram because of an interval cancer, both by breast check and by the individual breast unit that was performing the original mammogram, that we'd like to know that both those reviews match and that they're coming up with the same result and that that is communicated to the women whose mammogram was being reviewed.
And, you know, what is your view on this review that's being conducted, that the outcome of which it's going on since last November, I think Fergal said, and we expect the interim report to be published in the next few weeks. as to what it will reveal?
I think the brilliant thing about this is that lessons have been learned from cervical check, and that we're now saying we have to be open and transparent about everything. There's nothing to hide here, and I genuinely, again, would feel that women need not be concerned. Nothing has been missed. There is no major error here or no major cover-up in any way. However, we now know that everything that relates to any women, be it their mammogram, be it their smear, must be communicated to them and to their GP so that they understand completely what's going on in the process, and it allows them to have full confidence in the system.
And, I mean, how do you feel about this issue? I mean, highlighted by Scally again in the McCrae report, women sometimes seem to be the last to know about the issues that directly affect their health.
Well, I suppose rather than feeling that it's an anti-woman thing, I think partly the big thing is that the main screening programs we have in Ireland are actually towards women's cancers, both breast cancer and cervical cancer. So perhaps that's the reason behind this. And one would hope that there will be learning for all the other types of cancers, be that the bowel screening cancer program that we have going on as well. But now, you know, similar things may happen because medicine isn't black and white and things can change. And sometimes the result that says it's normal isn't always normal. And what we need to know is, well, what can we learn from it? Can we get better at what we're doing? Can we change? And we know that things are changing all the time. Even in the reading of the mammograms, you know, every mammogram is read by two radiologists now. So it's not just one doctor reading, it's two reviewing it to ensure that there's as minimal amount of room for error or missing of any abnormality.
Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you.